Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wow. Wow. What a moment. And you guys, I'm so proud of this group. This group was counted out months ago. No, they won't be able to achieve this. No, that's it. They're done. No, they're not going to be able to make it to the playoffs and be a playoff team. And what this team and the character inside this room, what it continued to do day after day after day, A, came to work, put their hard hats on, whether it was practice, whether it was film, but B, showed up every night on the road out west. We'd have a tough night. The next night we would fight and respond and find a way to win hockey games, no matter what anybody outside this room said. I'm so proud of this group. Congratulations.
Coach Carberry, a lot of people saying should be in the running for Coach of the Year.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he should certainly get consideration. I mean, I don't know if he'll ultimately win it. I mean, we had Tarik El-Bashir on 2 weeks ago who said exactly that. He said if the Caps make the playoffs, that Spencer Carberry should be the Coach of the Year.
I saw John Buccigross on the Altcast a couple games ago, and he said he definitely should be considered for Coach of the Year. However, his caveat was, you probably could say that for every coach of every playoff team. Right. There's a story to tell for each of them.
Yep.
Yeah, but how many of them were sellers at the deadline and no one thought they were going there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And how many of those teams struggled to score goals? Was using a backup goalie for most of the year? Minus 37 goal differential. That's a big number.
Another satisfying byproduct are the tears from opposing fan bases, especially Detroit, who are just uber salty that the Caps somehow made it with their negative 37 goal differential. And there's a lot of smack talk about how the Caps are going to get punished in the first round by the Rangers. But that's fine. They're there. They made the dance. They have the wild card 2 spot, and you do not. Thank you very much.
Think about how
very satisfying.
How crazy the end result was last night, where a coach pulls his goalie with 3 minutes left in a tie, 1-1.
Right.
Because they have to win in regulation to get to the playoffs. I mean, it's kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Did Carbs know that? You think that he was knew that if he hung in there that they would pull the goalie?
I'm sure he did.
I would assume.
They were talking about it on the broadcast.
I mean, he knew he had.
They were saying they thought
the scenario.
They were saying they thought he might do it at 5 minutes.
Yeah, I heard like Locker saying it might have been even before that. I was shocked it took Torts that long to pull the goalie.
And I don't know about you, but typically I pucker a little bit when they pull the goalie. You know,
sure.
But last night I was pretty darn comfortable. I don't know, it was weird. I had a weird confidence these last 2 days, just based on the way the game was playing out. The guys were playing well. I wasn't super confident going into the game, but as the game was playing out, it was, I don't know, weirdly confident.
Carberry's hit on a formula because he knows his team can't score. It's lock down defensively and rely on Chucky and score two, maybe three goals and eke out and just grind out wins.
Uh-huh.
That's what he has to do.
Caps fared pretty well against the Rangers in the regular season. I think they played them four times, and okay. I believe it was a split.
I like the sound of that.
Well, the last two were in January. They played on January 13th and January 14th.
Yeah.
Lindgren was in goal for both of those.
They split
They won 3-2 at home, and then they lost in New York 2-1. Before that, they got waxed by New York 5-1, but I'm going to toss that out. That was Darcy Kuemper.
All right.
It feels good to eliminate the Flyers. That's one.
The Pens.
The Penguins and the Red Wings in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
Just ushered them all aside. Said all of you guys can go schedule your tee times. And I know that's kind of douchey of me to say, but trust me, we've all gotten sent the gif of Ovi with the golf bag over his head before he won the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel like I feel emboldened enough to say that to other fan bases.
Mm.
Now that the Caps have actually got some hardware and they got that Stanley years back.
What is the makeup of, like, I'm sure none of us really have a good breakdown of the Rangers. Like,
I'm honestly not even thinking about the Rangers yet.
All right.
I'm
just trying to think how, you know, what kind of challenge that we have.
I know they score a lot. I mean, I think they had 114 points to close the regular season.
Uh-huh.
Panarin had 49 goals.
I don't think I like that guy.
We don't like any of those guys.
I still have a soft spot for Labs. I'm sorry. I can't just conjure up this fake.
Looks like they're seventh in the league in goals per game. Let me look at their shooting percentage. Shooting percentage, the best team in the league is Vancouver, 12%. The Rangers, top 10. I have to look at the goaltending stats.
So the four matchups.
Goaltending stats, they're good too. 2.76 allowed, which is top six or so. Washington's about middle of the pack, so they're good. I mean,
so the four matchups, it looks like the home team won every game.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to double check, but it looks like they played the Rangers in December with Lindgren in the goal, shutout win at home 4-0.
Good.
Then they had the game with Kuemper in New York, lost that one 5-1. Played twice back to back nights in January. They won at home 3-2 with Lindgren in the goal, lost the next night in New York 2-1 with Lindgren in the goal.
So Chucky's 2-1 against them.
2-1 against them. And he's only given up in three games. You're talking about the goal scoring.
Yeah.
Two goals in three games.
Look, they're a huge underdog, but they got a shot. It's playoff hockey.
Oh, yeah. Anything can happen
in playoff hockey.
It totally changes. Just as long as they're not playing a super, super fast
team. Three
goals
in three games. Sorry.
That's what seems to really kill them. That seems to be their biggest Achilles heel. But
they definitely got the Lavi bump. That's been his reputation throughout his career as a head coach. They set franchise records with 55 wins and 114 points. So whenever he brought to the Rangers, it worked because they're the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, I know the fan base here kind of soured on Laviolette after three seasons. I'm sure they're loving him in New York at this point.
Right. But and like you said, the Caps did get two huge breaks last night. One was in the first period when the puck ricocheted off of Lindgren. Went 20 feet in the air and then landed by him and went in.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
That was nuts. And then, of course, with Tortorella pulling the goalie.
Right.
With 3 minutes left.
Fantastic.
So two huge breaks there.
What's the history of eight seeds in the NHL playoffs?
I know, like, when the Kings won the Cup, they were an eight seed. I can't remember what year that was. I want to say it was like 7 or 8 years ago.
I was going to say, it was more than 5, less than 10.
Yeah. But other than them, I don't know how many eight seeds have won the Stanley Cup.
I see that the Florida Panthers, not when they won the Cup, did knock off the Bruins in the first round. So it happens.
Yeah.
Well, didn't it happen last year?
Here it is. Five, I guess it's been at least six number eight seeds have made it all the way at least to the conference finals since 2000.
So that's encouraging. Weren't the Bruins a one seed last year and lost in the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that happened.
I don't know. I don't know how similar the Rangers are to the Capitals in terms of, remember, the Capitals, I believe they won the President's Trophy, high-scoring offense, and they lost to the Canadiens in a kind of a stunner series. I mean, that was probably 10 years ago.
That was, I think, That might have been 2009.
Yep.
That was more than 10 years
ago.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's going way back. 2009-2010
yep. season.
But kind of similar parallels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
High-flying offense. Canadians had a hot goalie and kind of mucked it up in front of the net.
Mm.
Might be the same kind of strategies that Capitals need to have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, so that's definitely possible. But, man, what a huge win last night.
Huge win.
I'm surprised we haven't got any calls from Caps fans that want to
Caps fans, where are you?
I really am surprised.
Maybe they ought a few extra drinks celebrating.
Where are you, people?
Celebrating the playoff berth.
Where are all the people?
I got so many tweets last night about saying, thank God we could spend one less segment on the Skins quarterback situation.
We were not going to talk about the Topgolf get-together?
I actually thought that was pretty interesting. That's a unique way of doing it.
Got all the quarterbacks together.
Was it all the quarterbacks, or was it like 30 guys?
30 guys.
Yeah, 30 guys.
Yeah, it was a big gathering.
There's got to be some pictures there.
That's a big bill. That's a big bill coming your way at Topgolf.
Unless they rented out the whole joint and just shut it down.
They might have just rented out like 8 or 10 bays.
Yeah, but there had to be some guys that's a bays over and seeing all those guys and they get their phones out.
Maybe they didn't rent out the whole spot.
Can somebody send me a pic of Drake May hitting bombs?
Well, they have two, but they have two levels, so I don't think they would have. You think they would the whole thing.
Right. So I'm saying there should have been people seeing these guys walking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking out.
Well, of course.
Rent a little party area. That's what we did for Drab's 40th birthday.
Understood. That's why I want some pictures. I'm surprised I didn't get any.
You need some vids. Maybe it was closed out to the public. That could be.
That's my guess.
It's not a bad not a bad soul read.
I mean, do they really want the general public just gawking these guys?
Probably not. Probably want to keep them at bay.
Yeah,
so
but you probably only know the four quarterbacks.
Well,
you're not
going to
know the big offensive linemen.
You're right, but that's enough. You see Jaden Daniels and Drake May and Caleb Williams. Was Caleb there? They didn't invite him.
No, I don't think so. On the invite list.
Penix is the one kind of outside the group of three that was invited. I saw Penix at the airport, and I saw Jaden Daniels at the airport.
All right. I want to see some pictures of them at
Maybe
Top
they'll come
golf.
Streaming in.
Yeah.
All right, it's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 31st goal this season in the first period to help propel the Caps to a 2-1 win over the Flyers, clinching a playoff berth in a win-and-get-in scenario. Ovi now has 853 career goals. This is his 18th 30-goal season in his career.
And on to the right board, and now out to center for Protas. 2 minutes to go here in the first period. No goals yet. Back along the near side for Roshi. He rang the post 15 seconds in, and a puck in front, they score! It's sent in for the right side, and it's Alex Ovechkin with 1:52 left in the first period. It's 1-0 Washington, and it looked like a feed from Dylan McIlrath that set it up along the left post.
John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll be right back.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.